Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, May 6th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. The Securities and Exchange Commission is preparing to sue Robinhood's crypto unit. Robinhood disclosed that its crypto unit received a so-called Wells notice from the SEC over the weekend. It said the staff had made a, quote, preliminary determination to recommend an enforcement action against the unit over alleged violations of securities laws. The notice isn't a final indication that the SEC will sue Robinhood. Robinhood said it was disappointed by the notice, saying it had attempted to work with the SEC in good faith for years to ensure that its crypto business was in compliance with securities laws. An SEC spokesman declined to comment. We exclusively report that Senator Elizabeth Warren pressed the Pentagon to address Russian troops' illicit use of Starlink internet terminals in Ukraine. In a letter addressed to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Warren called the issue a, quote, serious national security threat to the U.S. and its allies. In her letter, Warren cited a Wall Street Journal investigation that illustrated how a black market of middlemen from the Middle East and elsewhere have funneled the compact satellite dishes into the hands of American adversaries and accused war criminals on the battlefields of Ukraine and Sudan. And Synopsys is selling its software integrity group business to Clearlake Capital Group and Francisco Partners in a transaction with a total value of up to $2.1 billion. The existing software integrity group management team is expected to lead the newly independent, privately held company after the transaction closes. The name of the new standalone entity will be announced at a later date. The transaction is currently expected to close in the second half of 2024. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.